a name for the antagonist or the enemy of God is the
devil.
Yeah, again?
The devil.
Sure. How about a term? Do you make a distinction between a term like the devil and a term like boogerman or boogeyman? Is that something else?
Well, of course, yeah. Well, to me, of course, the devil is a devil, but boogerman is what a lot of people scare their children with, which I'm entirely against.
Uh-huh, okay. It might be an old house in the neighborhood that people are children are afraid
ghost.
Of. They call that what kind of a house?
Ghost.
Okay. Any other name besides that?
Haunted house.
All right. What's supposed to be in a house like that?
A ghost.
All right. You have a choice of doing two things. You have a choice. Someone asks you to do something. You say, well, I'll go if you'll insist, but I'd really, what not?
I don't want to go,
but
I will go if you insist.
Okay,
I'd rather not go.
Okay. And you say, I think I'll put on a sweater because it's getting what, cold? It's getting...
chilly.
All right. If you wanted to express how happy you were to see someone, you might say, I'm what to see you?
I'd say, I'm so glad to see you.
Okay, fine. How would you, you wanted to let someone know that you really agreed with something that was said, you'd probably say.
I'd say, boy, I really agree with you on that subject.
Okay. Someone says, will you be able to help me? And you say,
I'd say it's according to what you want me to help you with.
Okay. How about, under what circumstances do you use yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
Well, I know I don't use it as much as I should, but as I get older, I don't use it as much as I should. Of course, I use it sometimes.
Under no special circumstances, though.
Well, I don't think so.
Would you pronounce them both?
Yes, ma'am, and no, sir.
Okay. Do you ever use, if someone dreaded a place, really dreaded to do something, you might say, he what dreaded to do that? He?
He didn't want to do that.
Yeah, would you use he purely dreaded it, he really dreaded it, or he surely dreaded it?
Give me those three again.
Okay, he surely dreaded it, he really dreaded it, or he purely dreaded it?
He really dreaded it.
Okay. If you're talking about hunting dogs or something, someone has some fine hunting dogs, would you ever say, them's real dogs, or...
More than one dog?
Yeah.
No, I'd say those are hunting dogs.
Would you ever say those are real dogs to...
Well, yeah, those are real hunting dogs.
Okay, that's the idea. How about a term of, if you hit yourself, if you hit your finger with a hammer, what might you say? You think of an exclamation you might say to yourself.
Well, I say damn it.
Okay. Okay, fine. How about, would you usually use that in the presence of women?
Well, I guess I would, because I'd say it before I had time to say.
How about an exclamation of impatience?
Boy, I'm really impatient, I can tell you that, but I don't know.
Would you use something like shucks, shaw, shoot, anything like that?
No, I don't believe I'd use any of those words.
Can you think of one you might use?